From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violent demonstrations appear to be lessening in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where police remain on alert following a second night of demonstrations after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man.
What happened yesterday just obviously hit close to home. So all the tension that's been built up with everything that had been going on, Tulsa just happened. I think obviously, you know, those tensions, they popped yesterday. And so this is the outcome.
The governor of North Carolina declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and deployed the National Guard troops in the city. The demonstration, which began peacefully, turned violent. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The Charlotte government also retracted a statement that the person had died. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. Scott's killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. The U.S. FBI is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. This is VOA News.